Thank you for calling customer support. My name is
Hello?
Destiny.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
60130. Do you need the other four numbers?
Okay, and my name is Destiny, and that was 60130.
Yes.
Am I having your first and last name?
First name is Frank. Last name is Rolf. R-O-L-F-F.
R-O-L-F-F.
R-O-L-F is in Frank. F is in Frank.
And that was 60130, right?
Yes.
Will you spell your first name for me?
Frank.
I just hold one moment. Still having a little trouble locating that account.
Pardon?
I'm having a little trouble locating that account.
Okay. Yeah, that's what she was telling me before.
Okay, can I try your phone number?
Sure. 708-359-6469.
Okay, I'm still not pulling up anything by that. Can I try the first six and last four numbers of your card?
The first, last four numbers of the card are 5741.
What's the first six numbers of the card?
The first what?
The first six.
First three?
The first six.
I still didn't get what you said. The first something.
The first six numbers.
Oh, the first six numbers. Okay, 403119.
403119. 403119. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay, sure.
Okay, sir, I'm still not pulling up anything by that. Where did you find our number?
What is my what?
Where did you find our number?
Where did I find your number? Is that what you asked?
I was asking where did you find our number?
Oh boy, I can't remember now. I went through so many things. I have a the stuff I got, I have a the package, the shipment package. And I received a wireless earbud and a fitness tracker. And it says shipped from P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York. And when I keyed that in, I came up with you.
Okay, let's see. I've tried your first and last name, your phone number, your card. I'm not pulling up anything. Will you spell your email for me?
It's my name, Frank Rolfe, at sbcglobal.net.
No, it's SDC Global?
Yes.
.net?
Yes.
And your last name was, what did you spell the last name one more time?
R-O-L-F, like in Frank, F, like in Frank. Do you want the whole credit card number? Would that be, you must have it because you're billing my credit card. And that's what this is all about.
Okay, well, just hold one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here. Just bear with me.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm still here. I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Well, I'm trying to make out this order number, and I think it's right, except that the E could possibly be an F, but I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm trying everything, and I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
Well, I don't know. I'm giving you all the information I have. My bank statement only says that you charged me $79.84, that I have no idea what it's for, but it says it's for Elevate Strength, Strengthen Prime 833-52886-FL.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I'm trying everything. And I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
I'm providing you with all the information I have. Now, you must have something if you're charging my bank's credit card. You can't do that without the information.
Okay, well, I've tried everything.
So what do you want me to tell you? Want me to call Better Business Bureau, the Federal Trade Commission? Who? I mean, I just want these charges to stop and get my money back. You can't tell me you don't have anything if you're charging me. You got to have something, you're charging me.
Okay, I do.
You only have... Right. You only have information for my bank, not for me.
Okay, so I do understand what you're saying, but I'm not pulling up anything
right
by the information.
Okay, so what is it you want me to tell you?
Well, I've tried everything, and I'm not able to pull up anything else.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Just let you keep charging me?
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so did you try to contact your bank and get the number off the bill that billed you?
There is no number on it. It just says uncategorized expense, but it goes to you.
Okay, sir, I do understand what you're saying, but I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
I understand that. So what is it you want me to do next?
I've tried everything, and I'm not pulling up anything by the information that you're providing to me.
All right. So what do I do from here? I will call my bank, see if they will reverse it, but I doubt it. I don't know. They're going to tell me to call you.
Okay, sorry. You have to contact your bank and see if they're able to give you the number off the bill they actually billed you.
The number of what?
Off the number that billed you. You have to contact
the number,
and see if they're able to give you the number that billed you.
I have an order number here. Is that the number you're talking about?
No, sir. You have to contact your bank and get the number of the bill that billed you.
The number of what bill? I didn't get a bill. You just charged my card.
Okay, sir. I do understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is you have to contact your bank.
Okay.
And see if they're able to give you a number off the charge
I'm gonna
that you're referring to.
And then what do I do with that number?
Well, you will call it to see if they're the one that's billing you, sir.
I will. Oh, you mean a telephone number?
That's correct.
There's no number on here. Usually I have a number if there is one. So the number would more than likely go to you. You're the one that's billing it.
Okay, I do understand. But I've tried everything, sir, and I'm not pulling up anything by the information.
Okay, I'll call my bank and see if I can get it straightened out with them. If I can, I'm calling the reports right away. Okay?
Okay, was there anything else that I may help you with today?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling, cuz.